Your journey is about to begin. This is the track I want you to come back to when you feel like things are about to unravel. For many people, their new lifestyle begins to melt down when life begins to get a little wild and hairy. They get taken out of their routine by a major event in their life, or just have a phase in their life when more than the normal amount of demands are being placed on them. If that starts happening to you, I don't want you to throw in the towel and start beating yourself up for not getting it right. Remember, we are not simply in success or failure mode, but positive or negative result mode. When things start to get hairy and you find yourself slipping back into old negative habits, take a deep breath. No, take two or three deep breaths and try to relax for a moment. The next thing I want you to do is remember the 80-20 rule. If you are doing what you need to do 80% of the time, cut yourself some slack the other 20%. It's not unrealistic to think that in a year's time, you may have a few weeks or even months that make it difficult to do the things you need to do the way you want to do them. But when that happens, don't throw in the towel altogether. Rather, if you can't do it all, simply focus on a few positive things you can do right. Perhaps your schedule has pinched out your regular exercise time, making it difficult to put your body into motion. If that's the case, roll with it by going for a quick walk when you can and making it a point that your diet is not suffering too by loading up on fast food or junk food. If you find yourself eating out more, making portion control a bit more challenging, don't beat yourself over the head. Enjoy the meals out, but simply try to eat lighter at other meals of the day. Have a piece of fruit before you go, so you're not as tempted to eat the whole menu on an empty stomach. Balance your overall dining experience by allowing two light and one heavy item. By this I mean, if you pick a calorically dense appetizer, like say potato skins loaded with sour cream and bacon, go for a lighter entree, like a chicken Caesar salad, and a lighter dessert, like a scoop of fruit and some sorbet. If you eye a double chocolate mousse cake on the dessert menu, count that as your heavy, and go with a light broth soup for an appetizer, grilled fish and veggies for a main course, and then enjoy your dessert. These examples are meant to remind you that even if you are unable to make the best choice at a moment, it is better to pick the second best choice than to throw in the towel. Remember, too, that when things aren't going well, that doesn't mean that all the right things you have done up to this point are for naught. Take a minute and list all the positive steps that you have taken thus far. Then take a minute and list the things that are keeping you down or holding you back. Look at those results and see if any of the positive results of your past can help change your current situation, or if there's any way you can modify a current or past negative result to gain a more favorable one. Ladies and gentlemen, we are looking to create a healthier and more active lifestyle over your lifetime. You're not going to get it all right overnight or the first time. And that's okay. Recognize what is holding you back, but don't let it paralyze you into inaction. Rather, focus on all the positive things you have done and can do, then try to do them as often as you can.